Describe a game that you played in your childhood. One. What games do kids like to play now? Kids nowadays have a wide range of games they enjoy playing. Besides the traditional board games like chess, their top choice is undoubtedly video games. There's a wide variety of electronic games available now, with adventure, action, and role-playing games being the most popular genres. Besides, thanks to crazy cool technology, there are even virtual reality games for kids to dive into. They can slap on those fancy headsets and use controllers to step right into the mind-blowingly realistic virtual worlds. Honestly, while some kids enjoy outdoor sports like soccer and basketball, most children are captivated by the online gaming world. Two, is it good for a kid to be ambitious? I think that ambition can be a great thing for kids, but kids should also be wary of becoming overly ambitious. Ambition helps motivate children to set goals in academics, extracurriculars, and their personal lives. Having goals encourages children to exert more effort, and it also strengthens their self-management skills, which can lead to greater achievements in the future. That being said, it's important for parents and teachers to also show the kids the value of being realistic and not setting their sights too high. If kids are too ambitious and then are somehow unable to meet their goals, they may become discouraged and develop low self-esteem. Three, are outdoor sports important for kids? Outdoor activities are super beneficial for kids. Nowadays, a lot of kids are totally hooked on online gaming, leading to a sedentary lifestyle that negatively impacts their physical and mental health. So, it's important to encourage them to get out there and do some awesome outdoor activities. Like playing soccer outside can totally pump up their muscles and help their bones grow strong. And going for a run or bike ride can boost their endurance. Plus, spending time outdoors in nature can help children relax, recharge, and take a break from the stress of school and daily life. Four, why do people play different games now than before? I think that people play different games for a number of reasons, but it all comes down to technological advances and changing cultural trends. The rise of video games and virtual reality has led to a shift away from traditional board games and physical activities. Although there are some people who are more old school and prefer board games, the majority of kids and teens turn to video games. 20 years ago, most households had only one shared computer and zero gaming consoles. But that has changed in recent years. Five, is winning important in games? Winning is important if the game is meant to be competitive, like if it's for a competition or a tournament. After all, the main goal of investing time and effort into training is to succeed. However, if you are just playing a game for fun with family or friends, I don't think that winning is very important. It's more important to have fun and spend time with people you care about. For children especially, it is crucial that adults don't put too much emphasis on winning. Or the child might become overly competitive and a sore loser when they grow up. Six, which is better, individual games or team-based games? I would say that both individual and team-based games have their benefits. Individual games like chess or tennis help people develop skills like self-reliance and focus, while team-based games like football or basketball can improve people's cooperation and communication skills. However, the choice between individual and team competitions depends on personal interests and goals. Some individuals prioritize achieving personal objectives, while others enjoy the sense of accomplishment that comes from collaborating with others. So, the most important thing is to choose the type of competition that suits you and lets you get the most enjoyment and personal growth from it. 7. Do boys and girls play different games? Yes, many boys and girls may have different preferences when it comes to games due to socialization and gender stereotypes. To use a very general example, boys tend to be more interested in physical activities like football or wrestling, and girls often prefer activities like dancing or gymnastics. Boys also usually like video games more than girls. That being said, everyone is different, and the types of games and sports that people prefer really has to do with their individual personality. Parents should let their children freely choose games based on their own preferences, without limiting them based on gender.
Yes, go go go, 淘宝店铺原创。